Best walking and hiking tracks in Tasmania. Active holidays are all the rage right now, and how could they not be? They elevate the travel experience to a completely new level, offering you the chance to see the wonders of your destination through various physical activities. And one of the best things to do is to visit Tasmania and explore one of the many stunning hiking tracks Tasmania has to offer. This Australian island state is covered in protected areas like national parks that it's simply impossible to avoid hiking and walking here. The importance of nature is so strong here that the first Green Party, United Tasmania Group, UTG, was founded here in 1972. Known for the unique plant and animal life, Tasmania offers a memorable experience for hikers. You might even see the famous Tasmanian Devil. Best walking and hiking tracks Tasmania. 1. Maria Island National Park. Maria Island National Park includes an island of the same name. This is a place of gorgeous landscapes that is good for all types of hikers. The clear waters are right there for swimming, snorkeling, and other sports after you return from one of the walks. It takes 4 days for a hiking experience on this island and you'll get to see its flora and fauna up close. You can sleep in the wilderness camps and it's worth visiting Darlington Probation Station as well, since in the past the island served as a penal colony. Hiking Tracks Tasmania Maria Island National Park Tasmania by Stefanos Nicologiannis, License. 2. Tasman National Park. Rock formations and forests are the most notable features of the Tasman National Park, making it a perfect hiking destination. The famous Three Capes Walk is quite long and covers the woodland areas and rainforest. But this 46 kilometers long track is not something you can just simply do. Since the Tasmania Parks and Wildlife Service permits only 48 hikers per day, you will have to book your spot in advance. 3. The Overland Track. The Overland Track is one of the most popular Australian hiking trails and is situated in Cradle Mountain. This is a 65 kilometers long track from the mountain to the Lake St. Clair National Park, which sees thousands of visitors each year. It takes 6 days to finish the hike, surrounded by meadows, rainforests and glacial lakes. Bear in mind that this is a demanding track since you'll have to climb steep terrains. Hiking Tracks in Tasmania, Cradle Mountain. Cradle Mountain, Max Pixel. 4. Walls of Jerusalem National Park. Walls of Jerusalem National Park is part of the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area and named after the geological features resembling the walls of this Middle Eastern city. The national park is reserved for experienced hikers since the terrain is rough and requires advanced survival and navigational skills and equipment. There is only one track for Tasmanian walks and hikes here and it runs to the Dixon Kingdom, but the landscapes will leave you in awe. If you're the adventurous type, you will enjoy this since it offers a lot of space to explore nature and yourself. 5. Bay of Fires. The Bay of Fires is probably the most popular place to hike in Tasmania due to the fact that it's appropriate for all ages, even children. Additionally, you'll be hiking along the coast so you can jump in the water when you need a break. Hiking in the Bay of Fires is more of an added feature than standalone activity since you can also go sailing and diving here. The Bay of Fires is in Mount William National Park, which is home to diverse bird life, so make sure that you have your binoculars with you. But that's not the only interesting Australian wildlife there, as the Bay of Fires is also home to wombats and Bennett's wallabies. Hiking Trails Tasmania Bay of Fires, Max Pixel. 6. Mount Field National Park. Many locals consider Mount Field National Park the best of all the parks in Tasmania. This is a wonderful place for all hikers who are also nature lovers. Not many tourists come here, and it's probably because not everyone is ready to face the prehistoric vegetation and wilderness. The park offers mountainous terrains under eucalyptus rainforests, lakes and waterfalls that will make you believe you're on another planet. Hikes are just a few hours at most, starting from Lake Dobson, where two visitor centers are located. Since the park is home to the Tasmanian Devil, keep your eyes open and you might spot one. Walking in Tasmania, Mount Field National Park. Mount Field National Park, Pixabay. No matter which hiking tracks Tasmania has that you choose to explore, the experience will be tremendous. Tasmania is a popular Australian destination and it will only get more and more attractive in part because of the excellent walks. Since a large part of the island is still untouched, you can wander through nature in its primal state. And that's not something you get to experience on your usual hikes. Need accommodation in Tasmania? Base yourself in Hobart and stay at Tassie Backpackers. Author, Victoria is a lifestyle writer with expertise in scribbling a lot of unnecessary words. Traveling with a big pack of gummy bears, green ones to the Victory. Walking a dog for miles and miles, getting bites from her pet squirrel and choosing a tea for her next cup. Twitter, Victoria's Scrawl.